empires crumble. Oh, no, Elizabeth. I'm coming to join you, honey. You'll recognize me, darling. I'll be the one with the birdcage on my foot. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness gracious. Hello. Yeah, I want to report a break-in. Yeah, break in my house and a break in my horse. What location? I said it's about 3 inches on the left of his tail. Yeah. Well, you another one. And your mama.
Well, what's the matter, Pop?
I had a break-in.
Nobody broke in here.
Well, what is this, a self-inflicted wound?
Well, there was a small earthquake last night, and a few things got, you know, shook around.
I must have slept right through it. Thank goodness it was just an earthquake.
What do you mean, just an earthquake?
Well, just an earthquake. This place is solid as a rock, a fortress. Like they say, in time, the Rockies may tumble. Gibraltar might crumble. They only made of clay. But my junk is here to stay.
It's all over, Pop. How do you feel?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
You know, I tell you, Pop, you know, it's a good thing we don't live closer to the San Andreas Fault. It could have been a lot worse.
How could it be worse? Look at all my stuff is broken. The walls all cracked. Oh, no. Look at my antique chair, my Louis the 14th, and 15th, and 16th century.
Hey, why don't you sit down over there, Pop, try to compose yourself.
Yeah.
Because these earthquakes is hard on a fella.
I don't understand how people move out here. Earthquakes on the coast, 120-degree temperature on the desert. You ought to change the name of California to Shake and Bake USA. What's the matter, Grady?
Well, it's really nothing much to be concerned about, Mr. Sanford. He's merely experiencing a mild gastrointestinal imbalance precipitated by acute anti-gravitational pull in the lower abdominal cavity.
I gotta throw up. I'm gonna be all right. I'm just a little seasick from the earthquake.
Yeah. I take it you and Lamont have read this morning's paper, the article about the two Russian seismologists.
Oh, yeah, I saw it.
Say, Lamont, what's he talking about? What two Russians?
Well, these two Russian seismologists said they'd discovered a new fault.
Well, what was wrong with Owen?
And they're predicting a massive earthquake on November 6th.
November 6th? That's only 5 days away.
Don't worry about a thing, Pop. It's not possible.
Oh, no, I beg to differ with you, Lamar. Today is November the 1st, and it's extremely possible that November the 6th is only 5 days away.
Excuse me, Mr. Wilson. I think what Lamont meant was that the massive earthquake is unlikely to happen.
Oh, that's good. Wow, thank you, Lamont.
You know, none of the American experts agree with the Russian experts either.
What did they say?
Well, here's a newspaper. Should be an article right here on the front page, reprinted courtesy of that fantastically respected publication, Pravda. Now, according to the two commie pinkos, the fault begins up here in the San Fernando Valley, cuts down the San Diego Freeway to the Slauson Cutoff, and it... Slauson Cutoff, you know what that is? That's where you get out of your car and cut off your Slauson. Here's Johnny.
Here's Knuckles.
Let's see, then it says it continues on through Hollywood, slices into Watts, right past 9114 South Central,
hold it,
turns
hold
eastward
it.
At...
Hold it, hold it. Did you say 9114?
This is 9114 South Central. Holy moly, I am standing on a potential earthquake. That is bad luck. You know what they say? Step on a crack, break your mother's back. Well, so short.
So long.
So long, right.
Hey, son, come on, give me a hand covering up some of these cracks before the people get here to see the house.
Hey, Pop, you're not selling this house.
Who said anything about selling it? I'm unloading it on the first sucker to make me offer.
And then where are you, what are you going to do? Where are you going to live then?
Oh, probably Nevada. You know, I've been looking at some prime oceanfront property.
Nevada isn't on the ocean.
It will be after the quake. Come on with me, son. You'll have fun.
I'm not going to Nevada.
Okay, you got 3 days before Q Day to think about it. That must be Mr. and Mrs. Sucker Johnson. Now listen, don't try serving no gingerbread cookies or nothing like that. I'm gonna get them in here fast and get them on out here in case there's another tremor.
I'm not gonna have anything to do with this.
But then stay out of it. Mind your own business. I'll take care of myself. I know how to handle this kind of thing.
Hello. We're the Johnsons from Kansas City.
Yes, the Sucker Johnson. Oh, I mean, the Johnsons. Come right in. Come right in. I'll show you right over here. Come, move, honey, move. This is the kitchen over here, and this is the living room. This is 15 by 8. It was built in 1921. And then in 1965, we repainted the place. And over here, see, I throw the carpet and stuff. All this furniture is original reproduction of something famous. Now, come on up here, and I'll show you the rest of it. Come on right up here. Move, honey, move. Move. I'll go in up here. There you are. Now, look here. This is the bedroom. Second bedroom. Sunroom. Bathroom.
Hey!
Excuse me. Bedroom. Cutting room. That's your living room. Back to living room. Hey, you gonna take it?
Well, I think I'd like to see it first.
Well, I've seen enough, Mavis. It's perfect, Mr. Sanford. I can relocate my junk business here with no problem at all.
Good, good.
Leonard, are you crazy? This place looks like an earthquake hit it.
Shut up, lady. Now, listen, I'll accept any reasonable offer. Any reasonable offer, see? You, any way you want to pay, come out. You can pay anything you want now. It won't make no difference, see? Because, see, they are this. It's over. You can just, I'll change the price for you. I'll be very flexible with the price. You can move in anytime you get ready. You can move right in there. And move right in.
What was that?
Oh, that. Well, see, that was the Watts subway. You heard the Watts line? That was it.
I didn't know Los Angeles had a subway.
Shh. Yes, but we're trying to keep it a secret because we don't want no overcrowding. Now, I'll accept any reasonable offer.
Well, I'll give you $11,000.
I was thinking more like 22, and I won't take a cent less than 22. Now,
come along, Mavis.
Wait a minute. I lied. I'll accept. Here's the keys to the house, and...
Now, wait a minute, Leonard. This place is... I don't know. I wish you'd reconsider. This place is so ramshackle.
Why don't you take that shackle and ram it in your mouth?
Then it's all set. I'll meet you tomorrow at the escrow office. Now, may I call the cab...
Leonard, why don't we just take the subway?
Hey, that's a good idea, Leonard. Why don't y'all take the subway right on out there? Take the subway.
Where's the nearest subway station, Mr. Sanford?
Just walk east. Turn left in Philadelphia. Yeah, son, 270 smackaroos from my once-in-a-lifetime, earth-shaking, eve-of-destruction sale. Not bad, eh?
Not bad. You sold all our merchandise for a third of what it's worth.
Change your mind, son. Come on to Las Vegas.
No.
Just for one day. Then you can come back after the disaster, when it's safe, if it's safe.
Come back to what? The house is in escrow.
And it will be in the ocean.
The house won't even be ours in 10 days. Come in.
Hold it right there. As I just had my rug clean, get that mud off your feet.
Anything else?
Yeah, I just did my mirrors. Wipe that ugly off your face.
Why, you be the ass fool. You better watch yourself, Fred Sanford. You've been sinning and transgressing all your life. If the Lord want to strike you down, he'll find you. Even if he have to go to Las Vegas.
Well, they better not come to Las Vegas this weekend, because Frank Sinatra's in town, and all the rooms are filled.
You know, Papa Onesta's right, man. When your time comes, it comes. Earthquake or no earthquake.
Oh, glory! Like the Bible says, it's a time to live and a time to die. A time to sow and a time to reap.
And a time to shut up and a time to creep out.
I'm shutting up and I'm creeping out, you old heathen. Oh, glory!
Well, son, I better be going, because I don't want to miss my bus.
Hey, Pop, can't I talk you out of it? I think you're acting foolish.
If your mother and I had known we won't have a son, didn't know the difference between careful and foolish, we'd have been a little bit more careful that foolish night 35 years ago.
Can you hold my racket?
Hey, listen, you Merv Griffin, you the one got that TV show as I've been on a long time.
Yeah.
Well, if you Merv Griffin look like you'd have enough money to get a pair of pants, go all the way down to the floor.
You kidding? I'm a sportsman. These are my tennis shorts.
Well, I'm a sportsman too.
Yeah.
But look, hold this. Here's my polo shirt. Yeah. You want to see my jockey shorts?
I don't want to see your jockey shorts. Are you some kind of nut?
What do you mean, nut? I used to like you, dummy.
Mm-hmm. great.
What is it? I mean, it's just a fountain.
Throw a coin in there.
What for?
That's Caesar's lucky wishing pond.
Boy, I can use some luck.
Wait a minute, just a second. Aren't you students as Annie Good and Steve Rapper? Steve and Eddie?
I'm just Steve, she's Eddie.
Yeah, I'm Fred G. Sanford. I'm in antiques.
Yeah, I see. And you really look good in them.
Oh, that's wonderful. Listen, if you're ever in Los Angeles, feel free to call on me.
Thanks, but I'd rather use a phone.
Well, nice to see you, Freddie.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Yeah, Elizabeth. Edie, call me Steve. Fred. Hey, wait a minute, buddy. I got 25 cents in there. No, back out the way, man. I got 25. Oh! Look at that. That's my jackpot. That's my jackpot there. I had 20. Well, maybe you need the money.
All right. Hello? Oh, yeah, operator, I'll accept the charges. Hi, Pop.
Hey, Lamont, I've been trying to reach you all night.
I know, I was out on a date. I just came in.
I was worried about you. How's the damage?
What damage? It was no damage, Pop. The earthquake didn't happen, man. The time is up. You can come home now.
Lamont, you sure the house is still standing?
I'm positive, Pop.
And you weren't killed?
No, I wasn't killed.
You're not just saying that to make me feel bad, are you?
Would you stop it? Now get on the bus and come home.
I can't. I don't have no fare. I lost all my money.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Pop. You took all the money we had here in the house to Vegas.
I know. Okay, bye, son.
Bye.
I ain't got no money to even try to get my money back. I need a steak. A nickel or a dime. I ain't got nothing. Nickel, a dime, a quarter. Quarter. I know where I can get a quarter. It's my own money.
Hey, you bum! Get out of here before you go to jail!
I lost my money. I'm going to jail. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm coming to join you, honey. I'll be the one that's wet. I need this money. Lamar! Hey!
What's the matter with you, Pop? You look like you've been in an accident.
Worse.
What could be worse than being in an accident?
Being on a chicken truck.
Well, I hate to say I told you so, Pop, but it's your own fault.
No, it's not. It's the Russian's fault.
They promised us something and didn't deliver. We should sue them.
For what?
Failure to deliver the quiver.
Why don't you just forget about it, Pop, and chalk it up to experience. And the next time, don't believe everything you read.
Yeah, some experience. I sold all my merchandise for less than I paid for it. Then I lost all my money in Las Vegas. Then I went to jail and dried out.
You were drunk?
No. It was 3 coins in the fountain, and I jumped in and got mine out of it. and then I sold my house.
I unsold it.
You what?
While you were gone, I called up the Johnsons, and I told them why you wanted to sell. And they said if we didn't give them the money back, they were going to sue us for misrepresentation. Seems that there's a law in this state against what you did.
Yeah, the old calling the earthquake a subway law.
Hope you learned something from all of this.
I did learn something, son. And I'm sorry that I said that you was crazy and that you was a dummy. Because when you called those Johnsons back and got our house back, that was a smart... Why didn't you unload this turkey like I told you? $1,000.
Call him yourself.
Where you going?
Las Vegas.